Bobbing for apples, gnawing for brains. However you choose to celebrate Halloween, we've got your weekend plans covered on this week's 90.5 WESA Social Club Podcast. This is the 90.5 WESA Social Club for the weekend of Friday, October 16th, 2015. October is passing very fast. There's only a couple more weeks to pick out your inappropriate, unnecessarily revealing novelty Halloween costume. Rachel Carlson, I'm not looking at you at all.
Seriously,
I'm speaking strictly for myself. I just happened to look up at you at that moment.
Wow.
I'm Josh Rollerson, and I'm the always inappropriate Morning Edition host on 90.5 WESA. Rachel Carlson, tastefully, modestly dressed, as always, of Yelp, Pittsburgh. Good morning, Rachel.
Morning.
Oh, man. I made you mad.
It's okay.
Did I strike a nerve there? Do you have a costume picked out?
I mean, it was going to be the pizza rat, but you just dashed all my hopes and dreams.
There's going to be a lot of sexy pizza rats out there, I think. I keep hearing about
Maybe
it.
Maybe it is
clearly the viral costume of the season.
Okay. Grumpy Cat is
consider,
no more.
Consider sexy Donald Trump.
I think there'll be a lot. I can't. I can't even like joke about that. I just have to move on from that.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's move on as quickly as possible. Let's put that behind us.
I know.
Fast.
I know. How was your weekend?
My weekend was pretty chill. I had to work on Sunday morning, and then in the afternoon, I went to see a choir performance at East Liberty Presbyterian.
Okay.
So that, you know, church on Sunday.
Yeah.
Just clean living. That's
Good
how
job.
I do it. No, my wife is in the Mendelssohn Choir of Pittsburgh, and it was her first concert, and it was really cool.
That's awesome.
I mean, that building alone is magnificent.
The acoustics must be amazing.
Yeah, it was awesome. Highly recommended.
Was it free?
No.
Oh, okay.
It is not free in any sense.
Okay.
Yeah, enough said.
But it's an awesome experience.
Very much worth it, I'd say. Yeah.
That's very cool.
Recommended.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Good.
What about you? What'd you do?
I went to Maker Faire, which was an amazing experience. I didn't know what to expect. I had not been any of the Maker Faires previously, and this was the Maker Faires we'd had in Pittsburgh were way smaller scale. But when I walked into this one, it's just was a world of makers and creators and crafters, and it was really awesome. So hopefully a lot of people got to go. I think since this is the first year, it will gain some buzz and be something that everyone will have to go to in the years to follow. But it was very cool. I especially liked the dinosaur dude robot guy that was walking around. I don't know how to describe
dinosaur
it, but it was really
guy.
Cool.
All right. I'm just gonna accept that.
It was very cool.
Did you make anything?
I watched a lot. I'm not – whenever I do those
– You made yourself at home.
Yeah, I did. I did by wandering around and peeking my head into things. But I am not necessarily a good maker. Every time I go to those Paint Monkey, I paint things and I think that it's going to be this great work of art that I'm going to display. And I get really excited and then I bring it home and my husband's like, you don't think we're going to hang that, do you?
Oh, harsh.
It's not very good, though.
It can't be that bad.
It's not very good.
Oh, Rachel, I'm sorry.
It's okay. But anyway, Maker Faire was really cool. So mark it on your calendar for hopefully next year in October.
Cool.
Very cool event. But we have a lot going on for this upcoming weekend.
All right, let's get cracking. Let's get this done.
This is, speaking of tech and fun, we have 21 Plus at the Carnegie Science Center. And their theme this time around is Back to the Future. So did you know that this is the time, month, and time around the Marty McFly?
Yeah, it's come up a few times on social media in 2015.
Yes.
It did not escape my attention.
So this is the time that he talked about going to the future.
Mm-hmm. The future, Marty.
I know. Yeah. Thank you. And so we will be obviously discovering all of those fabulous Back to the Future references and more at 21 Plus Night. And it's at the Science Center. You can get in, wander around, get some food, get some drinks, learn some science.
Futurist, so lame. This is so disappointing.
That we're not.
No hoverboards.
Haven't you seen those?
No, that's not
okay.
Real. This is not real.
All right.
Were you about to say Segway? You were miming some kind of riding motion.
There are those not hoverboards, but it are the, you know what I'm talking about? They're those things that people I see.
Oh, those like little scooter things.
Yeah, I think Justin Bieber got like arrested for dealies. Being on one, or Wiz Khalifa. I don't know. Some celebrity got arrested.
Wiz Khalifa got a little trouble last weekend.
I know. Down in the South Side.
Right.
I heard about that. But yes, you can obviously head to the Science Center and see something. But no, we're not flying yet. Sorry.
Oh, well.
Next year, maybe.
Just as well.
Yes. And then we also have Brew Cinema. This is at the Hollywood Theater. And all proceeds are going to benefit the American Heart Association and the Hollywood Theater, which is actually a nonprofit. I don't know if a lot of people know that, but Hollywood Theater is a nonprofit. And it's pretty awesome in my hood. And they just are a great theater that you can – it's beautiful, actually. Recently-ish renovated. You can bring drinks in, so obviously bring your brews into the theater and enjoy a good show. They'll be having Grist House there, which is a great local brewery that we have in Pittsburgh. And there's going to be a $10 ticket price, but I think that you can get past that and get some good brews and – watch a movie.
Sounds good.
And then we have Night of a Thousand Andes, which is at the Andy Warhol Museum.
Okay, it better be.
Yes. And it's on Saturday. This is going to be a fun one because you're encouraged to dress like Andy. So I think...
I just got the visual. That's going to be fun.
Well, what's cool is that Andy obviously has that iconic hairdo, but I think there are so many versions
of glasses and the... Yeah.
Yes, that there's literally 1,000 different ways that you could rock the Andy look.
That's a great idea. And then you've got your costume. Like, you can recycle that for Halloween.
Absolutely.
Two for one.
I know. You're always thinking.
That's what Andy would encourage, I think, too, because he's all about repurposing culture. Right?
Absolutely. I think that he would be very excited about this party. They'll have a Studio 54 room down in the basement of the Warhol, which
is
awesome. And we'll be doing a Yelp photo booth there.
I feel like there should be a concurrent like Velvet Underground look-alike themed event.
I think you should. Maybe you could do that.
I'll be like the one Lou Reed version. In the crowd.
Oh, gosh. I think that there's many different options, so you could rock it.
Okay.
But I think that it's a fun event, so you can head there on Saturday night. Tickets range from about $85 upwards if you would like the VIP one and drink all the drinks you can possibly ever think of, but responsibly. Maybe I should add that, too.
Of course.
And then
if there's one thing we stand for on this program.
Drink responsibly.
Yeah.
Drink smartly, I think.
Don't laugh.
Well, I'm just thinking in terms of drinking good things that
good. That's what I mean. Like, don't drink cheap drinks.
Yes.
Drink the high-end stuff. That's
okay, good.
Responsible.
Okay, good. That's I'm glad we're on the right
path. Yeah.
So I just got word from Spirit, which is the new hangout in Lawrenceville.
You may have mentioned it
a few times. There's a lot of stuff going on.
I know
that I mentioned some places a lot, but honestly,
there's a reason for that.
There's a lot of cool things going on. So they're actually going to be doing an interactive maze. And Hollywood Entertainment, that includes, they have Brill's Labyrinth and immersive light installation where you lose yourself in a heightened state of awareness. I'm not just saying this. I'm reading this.
This sounds very trippy, even for a Halloween thing.
It sounds really cool.
Yeah.
So doing this maze, it's around $5 to $15. Obviously, you can head to Spirit and head to the bar first and maybe imbibe a little bit and then go in this maze. It might be...
Well, it sounds cool. I'm a traditionalist, though. For me, it's corn maze or nothing.
Mm.
Have you done a corn maze?
I have. I've done, actually, out in the ye olde country, I've ran through corn and it is a maze.
You ran through corn? You just ran through corn?
Like the corn stalks,
like barefoot
and hid and...
on a sunny day?
Maybe not. I think I thought it was...
What are you talking about? Is this a commercial you saw and you conflated it with your own life?
No. My family is from the Elwood City area, and there's a lot of country scenery, scenic areas out there, and some of my family had some corn stalks.
So you did some frolicking?
Frolicking in the corn stalks, but I guess it's not really a maze, sorry.
It was a wholesome childhood you had.
I did, but it was fun.
All right.
I have not done a legit corn maze. Are you good at these corn mazes?
Yeah. I'm from Iowa, so it's
true.
An important part of our culture, I guess.
I would think you would walk through a corn maze every day of your life in Iowa.
Yeah, pretty much every day on the way to school.
Yeah.
You have to make your way through. And then there's the corn minotaur in there that you have to defeat.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's pretty heavy.
That's like
people don't know.
I'm from Erie, and I walked barefoot in 2 feet of snow back and forth
right.
to school.
Yeah, we did that too.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we have the same childhood then. So you can head to Spirit if you want some interactive psychedelic
non-corn maze.
Yeah, non-corn maze will be stuck to your sweater afterwards. And then we have Zombie Fest 2015.
Very good, very good.
Zombie Fest, obviously, is going to include our favorite new obsession, zombies.
Obviously, yeah.
I was going to say, I just watched Walking Dead this last week, so saw a lot of zombies. And
have you seen the new spinoff show? Did we already talk about that?
Fear the Walking Dead?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. It's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, the characters I don't really care about, but I guess it's the first season. So you could celebrate zombie culture in the real life with all of your fellow friendly zombies, I would hope. This time, no biting. And they're going to have, obviously, a lot of different versions of zombies. They're going to be doing a really great different contest. They're going to be doing, obviously, food and drinks to imbibe on, not of the human nature. Again, no biting. No brains. Maybe brains, but edible brains. And this is going to be at edible brains, I'm saying, that you can, that are safe.
Sure.
Riverfront Park in Millvale, and at noon to 8 p.m. It's $10. Kids under 12 are free. So fun, family-filled zombie fest.
Sounds great. Friendly, non-threatening. Do you think it'll be any zombie Andy Warhols?
I think that's a brilliant costume, to be honest.
Then you get three events in one out of that
gosh.
Costume.
Wow, you're so smart.
That's your social club tip for Halloween 2015.
Okay. I need to see a zombie.
Ooh, sexy zombie Andy Warhol.
Oh, my God. Okay, now we're going a
perfect
little too.
Perfect score.
Going a little too far.
All right.
Well, we have, in your neck of the woods, Greenfield Bridge Fest.
Yeah.
So they're blowing up a bridge.
Oh, yeah.
And they decided to have a party?
Yeah, pretty much. The Greenfield Bridge over the Parkway East is coming down at the end of this year, and it's going to be not there for a couple of years, and
sounds
it's going to be a
fun.
Miserable situation traffic-wise. But they're kicking it off with a party before they shut it down, and then when they actually blow the thing up, that'll be a whole other party, I suspect, a little bit more exciting.
Yeah.
But this one is going to be cool, too. There's going to be live music, and there's going to be activities and so on and so forth. Part of it that they're still kind of putting together, my wife teaches yoga, teaches this like free community yoga class in Greenfield, and people come and they do yoga. And she's
you
been
do
asked
yoga?
To do no.
Oh.
No. I mean, Nope, that's all her, but she's going to lead a sunrise yoga class on the bridge on Sunday as the official last public act
so cool.
on the Greenfield Bridge before it goes away. So my wife Amy will be in the history books, the last, possibly the only yoga class to be held on the historic Greenfield Bridge before it goes kaput.
Maybe she can push for doing the first class when it opens.
First and last. Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, continuity. I like that.
Yeah. That's awesome. So head to the sunrise yoga class with Josh's wife. And then obviously
I will still be in bed, so say hi to her for me.
Well, Josh will come out when the food trucks and
that sounds a little more my speed. Yeah.
Yeah. But head there before the bridge blows up because you don't want to be on it when they do that.
No, but you want to watch that. That's going to be cool.
Do you remember? I don't know. You weren't here. When they blew up Three Rivers, it was like a big deal.
I wasn't here. That was before I got here.
Yeah. I don't remember. I feel as if it was in the very early 2000s and everyone went to watch it and people would say, oh, my house shook and so quickly or something, which you didn't believe them. But it was a spectacle.
Nothing like watching something
things
really big
up.
Be destroyed.
Gosh.
It's pretty great.
I guess that's why people love action movies. So then, again, as I say, we have a lot of great friends who do awesome events. We have the Apple Whiskey Festival from Wiggle Whiskey. This will be at their Smallman Street location in the Strip, though. They've, I think, closed the Barrel House on the north side. But the Apple Whiskey is actually one of my favorites from Wiggle Whiskey, and they are doing their release party with a ton of different apple-filled activities, obviously, apple bobbing.
Sure, yeah.
Which I think has to be probably one of the most challenging Halloween activities, unless you have really sharp dagger teeth.
Even if you haven't been drinking whiskey, that's difficult.
I know, especially with a full face of makeup on. Come on.
Well, yeah. You're telling me, Rachel.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, Lord.
And then we have fresh cider pressing, which is obviously awesome. And, of course, apple whiskey they'll be releasing. So, obviously, it's a good time. You can get your imbibing in and your fresh whiskey in. And that is a free event. Obviously, they'll be having cocktails on hand that you can purchase. But it's a fun, family fun affair with whiskey. And then we have Brewing Up a Cure. So this brew event is a little different in the sense where this is part of the Homebrewers Association of Pittsburgh.
Which one? There's like two, I think.
Are there two of them?
There's like the Three Rivers something. They have like clever acronyms that I can't remember.
Clever acronyms that I can't remember either because it looks like... I can't find
whatever.
Yeah,
anyway.
Okay. So it's the 9th annual Brewing Up a Cure. It's going to be taking place at the PPG Winter Garden on Saturday from 7 to 10 p.m. And VIP entrance gets you in a little bit early. It's $50 to $60, which actually is not bad at all. And we have a lot of really, really awesome homebrewers in the area. Obviously, a lot of the homebrewers have become actual breweries in Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. And so I think this is kind of your inside scoop on who might be the next brewery opening potentially.
I
don't know. Yeah. Who knows?
Then you could say, oh, I drank their beer before they were before it was cool. Before they sold out.
Oh no.
They got
don't
all,
start
like,
that.
Yeah.
But it does benefit the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. So that's a good one to obviously support.
Very good.
And have a good time with. And then we also have Garfield Community Fall Festival, which is going to take place in East Liberty. And tickets are $25. They're going to be right outside of the Livermore in East Liberty, outside that beautiful church, the Presbyterian Church. And you'll obviously be, again, imbibing. They'll have different drinks. They're going to be
lasagna
from the...
Let's get it? Because it's Garfield.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know. I was just talking about dressing.
Mondays, right?
I know.
Ugh.
Oh, I want to dress my cat up as Garfield because he's already orange. We're just thinking of cat costumes.
He just
now.
Needs stripes. Yeah.
He has stripes too. He just needs lasagna. Bloody
zombie Garfield.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Maybe we should wrap this up.
So you can head to Garfield 25, or I'm sorry, head to the Livermore in East Liberty, benefiting Garfield, and get your party on in the streets of East Liberty. And then my ultra special exciting announcement, Josh, listen
Ooh.
Up. No messing around for this one.
Okay. All right.
Yelp's Monster Mash. It's my big event for Halloween. It is October 28th from 8 to 10 p.m. And we're going to have 20 plus food and drink vendors from a lot of awesome local businesses. Drinks, food, costumes, scary things. The Mattress Factory on the north side is one of the coolest museums you can ever experience. I think a lot of people either love it or think it's a museum that you can buy a mattress at. So we want to make everyone that thinks you can actually buy a mattress there to come on over to the Mattress Factory and check out this immersive art scene.
I think it is the spookiest of all of Pittsburgh's museums.
That's why I narrowed in on having a Halloween party. I'm so excited. This is a free party. All you have to do is RSVP on yelp.com/events and have a Yelp profile, also free. But we are asking for a $10 donation that will go towards the Mattress Factory, considering it is a nonprofit. But $10 donation to get you 20 plus food and drink vendors, plus a scary, spooktacular time. Costumes strongly encouraged. We'll be having a costume contest provided by 100 Acres Manor. So
sounds like
a really fun
graveyard
time.
Smash.
Thank you. Yeah. I know you were thinking of a different punch.
I was just
in your
waiting
head.
And waiting.
I know.
For
sorry
opening.
For me to shut up.
Yeah.
So
seriously, shut up.
I know. October 28th. Mark your calendars. I'm going to be talking about it next week too. But I'm very excited about it, and it's free event. So come on down.
All right, Rachel. Happy almost Halloween.
Awesome.
You have a smartphone.
I do.
How often would you say you have it with you?
Oh, all the time?
Yeah, all the time.
It's me. It's part of my ego.
Are mobile devices turning us into cyborgs?
We think that there's something interesting happening with respect to how accelerated our reliance on technology is and how that's actually changing the nature of our relationship to technology.
Nanograms, 90.5 WESA's new technology and culture podcast, available Thursdays at nanograms.org.
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh's NPR news station.
This is 90.5 FM.
WESA Pittsburgh.
Streaming at WESA.FM.